You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. This time, we're talking about questions. Not the ones your client asks in the RFP, the ones you should ask yourself before you answer their questions. While reviewing the draft of my upcoming book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, I noticed a number of areas where I recommend asking questions, either during your preparation and strategy development, or while you're writing your proposal. While asking questions, mostly why, seems obvious, it's like many of the techniques and approaches. You know they work, and you may use them, but you don't recognize them as a technique or know why they're effective. In this case, it's all about the power of asking questions and probing, sometimes probing deep enough to challenge your assumptions and get at the real answer to the client's questions, not just a superficial one. At first, it seems counterintuitive, since you typically answer the client's questions in an RFP. But when you ask yourself questions, you're really probing for answers rather than assuming the answer. If you have a set of probing questions you use for every proposal, you'll get answers you can use to improve your proposal. And then for every new proposal, figure out some additional questions that you want to ask yourself based on that client. In fact, don't just ask a question. When you get the answer, ask another question about that answer. It's a variation on the fishbone diagram often used in problem solving, and you can even use it in your process to document the key information you need from each question to put in your bid. Start by drawing a line across the middle of your whiteboard or a large sheet of paper. Ask the first question and draw a line at a right angle off the original line, then write your short answer on that line. Ask another question, draw another line, and write the short answer on that line. Ask more questions and continue to add to the lines, with spaces between them. Eventually, your diagram will look like a fishbone. Then, off each of these fishbones, draw lines at an angle, ask another question about the original answer, and write it on that line. Continue the process until you've probed enough details you can use in your proposal response. Go several levels deep if necessary. So here's an example of the sequential questions. First, what is important to the client? Then, for each of the items that are important, ask why are they important? Then for each of the reasons they are important, ask what the risk of failure is or the benefit of succeeding. So for each of the risk items, you then ask, what can you do to minimize risk? And then for the benefit items, what can you do to provide benefits to the client? Of course, this is just an example, and you should ask yourself questions that are specific to your client and the service. But once you finish the exercise, you'll have strategic information and content you can use to improve your proposal, whether it's details and examples or a better overall understanding of the needs and how your solution meets those needs. If you have a question or comment about these podcasts, you can contact us at www.howtowinmorebusiness.com, where you'll find previous podcasts and our blogs with more tips and techniques. You can also join our mailing list to get more information on our upcoming book. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.